now bring you one more treasure from our program, Straight from the Heart. This extract has been chosen from the archives of conversations held with devotees here in the Radio Sai studios, and we hope it will be both moving and inspiring for you. In the following extract, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandapur campus, describes for us the touching scenes that occurred when devotees anointed and garlanded Swami.
On the birthday, it was there even in the old Mandir, it was a tradition where some elderly Sumangalis, devotees, they would go, Baba would sort of instruct them, plates of kumkum, haldi, flowers, fruits and clothes for the parents, and go with a silver container, which we call perhaps in Kannada or I don't know, in Telugu also, chombu, silver chombu is a big one. And then they would go, and the mother would draw the water from the well there, and then with the Purna Kumbha, and then, you know, putting those mango leaves and the coconut, it's called a kadasham, the mother and the father, and of course the elder brother was there then, Swami's elder brother. After the mother and the father, the elder brother and his wife, then the sisters, the two sisters. Mm-hmm. At that time, Venkamagaru's husband was alive. I've seen him also. And after that, Janaki Ramaya, who was still a young bachelor at that time. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, the hierarchy or whatever you would call it. They would have to be brought by the devotees with the reverence, with the village band and the Nadaswaram. They would be ushered into, that time there was an auditorium, of course, I should say it was a very crude form in comparison to this. And they would be ushered in by these lady devotees. First, of course, the Nadaswaram and the band, and the lady devotees who were, I mean, bringing plates of all sacred things and holy things, you see, items. Behind them, Swami's family would come. And Swami would be sitting on the dais. And at that time, all of us could garland him. So all the devotees would be waiting with garlands in their hand. And first, the mother would get onto the steps of the dais, along with the father. There would be one elderly Sumangali holding a silver vessel of oil, which has been boiled with various type of perfumes. Herbs. And first the mother, it was a sight to see. Swami would bend down, he said, from the throne, and she would take a flower, dip it in the oil, and thrice she would place it on his head, and it would follow. And in those days, some of the devotees also. So father and mother were called. With a lot of trepidity, I was with a longing to do it, but I didn't have the guts to get up there. Rai, he said.
He called you, didn't
he? He called me, and then I've also anointed Bhagwan. It was a wonderful sight. And the devotees, one by one, they would go and garland him. And up to the neck, you know, he'd be garlanded. And each time he would remove the garlands and throw them to a side.
You have just heard an edition of Straight from the Heart, moving and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.